brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I have a lot of extremely important news. It is the ninth day of March 2009. We're going to be live here, again, as I said, for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the third hour today, I'm going to do a detailed review of the blockbuster film that was released nationwide on Friday, The Watchmen. We'll go over the characters, Night Owl, the comedian, Rorschach, Dr. Manhattan, Silk Spectre, Ozymandias. I have never seen such Illuminati in-your-face propaganda. It was off the charts. And yes, spoiler alert, I am going to lay out what the film covers in detail, including the ending. It's hard to even mention it right now and then not get into it. It's just unspeakable. Unspeakable. And if I would have known how New World Order it was going to be, because I've never really been into comic books, a lot of people over the years had sent me Watchmen comic books and said, you got to read this, you got to look at this. The head of the group of superheroes, Ozymandias, wears an all-seeing eye crown, an all-seeing eye breastplate. And I should have taken notes. I should have written notes Saturday night watching a three-hour film because it was all in-your-face propaganda. Now, people are saying, why does a comic book matter? Well, the globalists are psychopaths. They like to brag. They believe they get power out of admitting what they've done and what they're going to do. And this is definitely one of those films because then I bought yesterday the actual Watchmen book, $40. Alan Moore, Dave Gibbons, DC Comics, one of a Time Magazine's 100 best novels. That's what Time Magazine had to say. So this is the big novel, you know, of The Watchmen, condensing basically the whole story. And so I read through it, and so I could compare the novel to the film, and they did do a few updates, which only made it more in your face, more pro New World Order. It is serious, serious, serious business. Because remember, Fox Television ran The Lone Gunman, where the government hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control, the flight of the World Trade Center, and the government uses NORAD drills, anti-terror drills, of the same targets being attacked at the same time to make NORAD stand down. And they want to do it to blame it on Afghanistan and basically start the invasion of the Middle East and Central Asia. And the government remote controls the aircraft. That did indeed then happen a few months later. And, just studying low-level psychopaths, the kind that go out and grab women and children off the street to torture them to death, they like to brag to the police. They like to leave signals. They like to warn people beforehand. It's more fun for them. And it's the same thing with this. So, just amazing. That's coming up later. Got a ton of news. Cybersecurity chief resigns over the police state here in the U.S. World Bank offers dire forecast for world economy and a lot more. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this quick break.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
that
we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour today, I'm going to do a review of the Watchmen film. Number one at the box office, a vicious threat to the people of the world. The complete Illuminati religion revealed to everyone. And I did a little crash course on The Watchmen, as I said yesterday. Spent a few hours researching it. Several people in my office are fans of the comic and had been telling me that I had to read it and had to look at it. And then I Googled reviews of it, and most reviews for The Watchmen are saying, we don't understand it. You know, the New York Times and CNN, we don't get the ending of the movie. We don't understand it. I don't believe that for a minute. They understand it all too well. How could someone not understand this film? Who works for the establishment? It is truly disgusting. I'll give you a hint of what's coming up. They show the comedian, as he's known, a special forces killer, blow JFK's head off from behind the picket fence at the grassy knoll. To give you an idea. But all of it is for your own good. I'll just leave it at that. This is a disgusting message to everyone. In fact, I think I'm going to go see it again and write notes on it and do a more detailed write-up on the film. Just amazing. Absolutely mind-boggling. We don't spend a lot of time on comic books here, but this is a cultural phenomenon. And this is clearly a revelation of the method, predictive programming. My point is, you'll definitely want to join us coming up in 2 hours from now, because I'm going to detail this film. Okay, here's the headlines. Cybersecurity chief resigns. The government's coordinator for cybersecurity programs has quit, criticizing what he describes as the National Security Agency's grip on cybersecurity. Rob Breckstorm, a former Silicon Valley entrepreneur, said in his resignation letter that the NSA's central role in cybersecurity is a bad strategy, because it is important to have a civilian agency taking a key role in the issue. The NSA is part of the Defense Department. Yes, the Defense Department is taking over every facet of society. Notice now that different heads of federal agencies, including FEMA and the deputy heads, when they have press conferences, it'll be a general or an admiral. NORTHCOM is the controlling military force over the U.S. They've announced here in Austin, you know, New York got $2 billion to put in police cameras. Chicago got $2 billion. New York got billions. Boston got billions. Austin's getting hundreds of millions of dollars to put up more cameras and microphones and listen and track the people of the city where I live, and it's all Defense Department run. So I'll get into that, how it ties into cybersecurity. Another headline here, World Bank offers dire forecast for world economy, International Herald Tribune, in a bleaker assessment than those of most private forecasters. The World Bank predicted Sunday the global economy would shrink in 2009 for the first time since World War II. Well, I have a BBC report. They actually said that it is shrinking for the first time, but more spin from the media. The bank did not provide any specific estimate, but bank officials said its economists would be publishing one in the next several weeks. Czech leader joins meeting of climate change deniers. That's right. That's the London Guardian's headline. You're a Holocaust denier, they say. It's on par with that. You're a denier, and now governments and psychiatric organizations are saying they want to make it a mental disorder to say that, A, climate change isn't normal, part of a cycle, and that, B, that it's the sun doing it. Al Gore, in front of the Wall Street Journal conference, you can watch the video clip up on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, Friday with Boone Pickens. I'm going to play this later if I have time. Was up there saying it's unanimous with scientists, and that thousands of scientists have told the UN in a unanimous report that it's man-made global warming and it's deadly. Now, meanwhile, hundreds and hundreds of those 2,000 scientists have said, we never signed on to this. We were just invited to this conference, and we went to this conference, and then suddenly our names were added to a list. And there are over 30,000 scientists and engineers and meteorologists and others that have signed letters, 30,000, saying it's a complete fraud. And by the way, the Earth's been cooling now for the last year and a half at record pace, because the sun suddenly cooled. I mean, how asinine, folks. Oh, no, humans are causing warming or change. It's not the sun. The sun has nothing to do with eating the earth. Give me a break. So we'll go over that. Headline from the Jerusalem Post, Iran has crossed the nuclear tech threshold. Iran has crossed the nuclear tech threshold in a chilling indication that Iran's arms program is advancing steadily. Israel acknowledged for the first time that Tehran has mastered the technology to make a nuclear bomb on the same day that the Iranians announced they had successfully tested a new air-to-air surface missile. Air-to-surface missile. This is the same Israeli government, the same U.S. government that told us Iraq had mastered making A-bombs or hydrogen bombs. Absolute, complete, total lie. There are U.N. inspectors all over Tehran's program. It is completely peaceful. But the media doesn't care. They want to attack another country. And then they'll claim another nation has nukes, and then another, and then another, and another. Soon they'll claim that a baseball bat is a nuclear weapon. By the way, Israel has conservatively 400 high-tech nukes. Tehran, though they bill them as a bunch of crazy Islamic fascists or whatever, is not insane. And simply wants a balance of power. But the CIA says they're 7 years away from having a nuke if they're left alone. Meanwhile, Israel's saying, we have to strike. We have to strike. And I'm watching the mainstream media now and seeing harder rhetoric towards Iran than we saw under Bush. So they are certainly considering striking Iran right now. Iran using nuclear talks to buy time for a bomb, says Israel. This out of the Associated Press. Iran is trying to use the talks with Western powers on its nuclear ambitions to buy time to produce an atomic bomb, Israel's military intelligence chief said on Sunday. Iran has crossed the technological threshold, reaching a military-grade nuclear capability in a question of synchronizing its strategy with the production of a nuclear bomb, said Major General Amos Yadlin told cabinet ministers. Iran continues to stockpile hundreds of kilograms of low-level enriched uranium and hopes to use the dialogue with the West to buy time it requires to in order to move towards an ability to manufacture a nuclear bomb. But he just contradicted himself in that line. With the level of purified uranium they have, all they can do is set up peaceful reactors. They can't build a bomb with that. U.S. President Barack Obama has signaled a willingness to engage in talks with Iran in a bid to resolve the nuclear standoff. The five veto-wielding permanent members of the U.N. Security Council in Germany announced last week that they were ready for direct talks with Iran to resolve the long-running crisis. You know, the issue here is the United States, under federal law, cannot give aid to any foreign country. And Israel gets record amounts of aid, basically free money, what is it, about $6 billion a year, if you add it all together, military aid and cash. If they're not a signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Act. But Israel openly has nuclear weapons and is allowed to go by rules that no one else has to follow. And that's classic with the globalist system. Everything the globalists do, you know, they're allowed to break all the rules. They don't have to follow their own rules, but then everybody else has to follow their global government rules. I mean, Russia had all these nukes. Did we have a nuclear war with them? No. Pakistan has nukes. It's actually more unstable than Iran. Does have a bunch of extremists, you know, any way you cut it, living there. Meanwhile, the United States, Israel, and Britain, you can just Google, Israel helped Pakistan get nuke. U.S. helped Pakistan get nuke. Halliburton subsidiary helped Pakistan get nuke. Bush blocks FBI investigations of AQ Khan. Clinton blocks investigations of AQ Khan. You know, they help arm these people. They distribute the weapons systems to destabilize the whole region between India, Pakistan, and China. And then meanwhile, they're shaking their finger at Iran, who isn't anywhere near getting an atomic weapon. And by the way, atomics are nothing compared, unless you have a wide-scale war. Atomics are nothing compared to biological weapons. So we'll go over that today. North Korea warns intercepting satellite will prompt counterstrike. They're saying that if anybody shoots down their satellite launch, that is clearly an ICBM test. Remember what happened 7 years ago? They tested an ICBM. It hit Alaska. And the news media spun it and said, well, it's no big deal. It was just a satellite test that went wrong. By the way, they clearly have primitive atomic weapons over there, but that's okay. Let them shoot missiles at us, and we'll just call it a satellite test again. That's no problem, though. Let's just attack Iran. They're going to attack Iran because Iran is weak, not because they're strong.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $934.40. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $961.25, $480.62 for the half ounce, and $240.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $961.25, $480.62, or $240.31.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? Got someone to blame? You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to get back into Nuclear Iran, the showdown, the confrontation. What will happen if Israel strikes Iran? There are several scenarios, each as bad as the next. And we'll be going over that. Also opening the phones up later in this hour into the next hour for the full broadcast today. In fact, let's just do that right now. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Now, for years, I have seen the isolated reports out of California, Texas, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Indiana, Illinois, Georgia. Right here in Austin, Texas, every week, the Mexican Mafia, MS-13, and others murder people, kidnap people. It's in the back of the paper, if it's even in the paper. Third world countries are horrible, especially when they're overpopulated and collapsing, when they have corrupt regimes that run them. And we border one of the nastiest third world countries on the planet. And Mexico is collapsing. And finally, it's mainstream news. Finally, it's national news. Finally, the full scope of what's happening is unfolding. The main reason is because the illegal aliens are killing so many police and kidnapping so many well-to-do people that finally the establishment is getting concerned. You see, they wanted the illegal aliens to break down the sovereignty of the United States, all 30 million of them, to bankrupt the states with all the free health care and the rest of it that the feds have ordered the states, if they take federal money, that they then have to give basically free health care to the illegal aliens. Now, here's just three articles I have in front of me today. USA Today, Mexican cartels plague Atlanta. In a city where Coca-Cola, United Parcel Service, and Home Depot are the titans of industry, there are new powerful forces on the block, Mexican drug cartels. And folks, they will kill citizens, they will shoot police, they're not afraid of anybody, okay? They're not like your classic gangsters that don't kill kids. They kill kids all day long and love it. They torture women and children to death, they don't care. They'll go after police families. And I keep making the point year after year, hey, police, why are you harassing gun owners driving down the road with their legally owned firearms? Why are you harassing citizens? Why are you out writing tickets for people if they go 5 miles over the speed limit? Why are you breaking up college beer parties? Why are you feeding on us, the milk cow citizens? Why don't you deal with some of the real crime? Well, because they're not directed to. I've had the Austin police chief in the chair in my office on air twice. And I say, why won't you do anything about the illegal aliens? Oh, well, we don't want to go after them because then they won't trust us and won't come to us with crimes. Total cop-out. Pun intended. They're above the law. I've had Austin police admit to me, and I've seen mainstream news articles all over the country, that illegal aliens at these checkpoints they set up that are warrantless won't have driver's license, won't have insurance, and they just wave them through. Because the judges have told them, hey, there's nothing we can do about these people. We just release them. So they let them go. They let them go when they wreck and kill you and your family. I've seen headlines out of the Houston Chronicle where hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are released every year just in Texas alone, who've committed serious crimes. Their presence and ruthless tactics are largely unknown to most here. This is out of USA Today. Yet, of the 195 U.S. cities where Mexican drug trafficking organizations are operating, federal law enforcement officials say Atlanta has emerged as the new gateway to the troubled southwest border. Rival drug cartels, the same violent groups warring in Mexico over control of routes to lucrative U.S. markets, have established Atlanta as their principal distribution center for the entire eastern U.S., according to Justice Department, National Drug Intelligence Center. That's not really true. It's Miami. It's Houston. It's El Paso. It's Phoenix. It's Tucson. It's San Diego. It's Indianapolis, Indiana. It's Chicago, Illinois. It's everywhere. And when a citizen kills a cop, they have big funerals, big lines, crying, whining, freaking out about it. But when the illegal aliens kill cops, it's all kept very quiet. Because they know if the cop unions wake up to this, the police, which are a strong force, are going to demand justice.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, to go north for less is home. North to Alaska, to go north for less is home. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92.
So what have we heard from the Attorney General, Eric Holder? He says we've got to have more restrictions on the Second Amendment because guns from the United States are going down to Mexico. That's actually a lie. Most of the weapons are being sold by corrupt individuals inside the U.S. military, and also the German government sells directly to the Mexican military, who then sells it to the cartels, which they control. And the allied crime cartels with the Mexican government are going after the smaller cartels. That's what this whole war is about. But it doesn't matter. USA Today then goes back into demonizing the Second Amendment and has a photo at the top of the page that says a DEA field agent packs up weapons. They were confiscated during a raid in Gwinnett County, Georgia. And they, again, say, oh, my gosh, Mexico's collapsing. There's all this crime because the government's had an open door to these 30 million illegal aliens, all of them criminals violating the law. It's just amazing. So the headline, Mexican cartels plague Atlanta. Here's another one out of USA Today. Illegal immigrants might get stimulus jobs, experts say. And one of Obama's appointees, Robert Reich, has come out and said, you can just Google, Robert Reich says that He wants to make sure, quote, white males don't get the stimulus money, and much of the stimulus money will go to the illegal aliens because the states and the feds hire them. They use illegal aliens to build the tiny areas of the border fence they have put in. Tens of thousands of jobs created by the economic stimulus law could end up filled by illegal immigrants, particularly in big cities such as California, where undocumented workers are heavily represented in construction, experts on both sides of the issue say. Studies by two conservative think tanks estimate immigrants in the United States illegally could take $300 million in construction jobs, could take 300,000 construction jobs, excuse me, I guess it's more than 300 million, or 15% of the 2 million jobs that the new taxpayer finance projects are predicted to create. They fault Congress for failing to require that employers certify illegal immigration status of workers before hiring by using a Department of Homeland Security program called E-Verify. That's right. They put in the stimulus package that the federal database that citizens are registered through whenever they get a job, whether it's at a hot dog place or a video store, or working on a golf course, or working at a bank, it doesn't matter. Citizens have to go through E-Verify to have a job, and the feds are saying in the near future, if you haven't paid your taxes or haven't paid all your fines or fees, you're just going to be fired because they're going to tell your employer, oh, that person's not eligible to have a job. That's what Homeland Security is all about, and I'll never forget 6 years ago seeing the first head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, say on C-SPAN they were going to do that. But the illegals aren't exempt. I remember in Texas when they were promoting thumb scanning a decade ago to get a driver's license and a digital photo, it turned out that Texas put in a clause where the illegal aliens were basically exempt from that. He goes on to say the program allows employers to check for the viability of Social Security numbers provided by new hires. It is available to employers on a voluntary basis. That's not true. Health and Human Services through the state departments of labor and to the feds demand that you do that if you're paying taxes, if you're paying withholding. But the illegal aliens are exempt from that. It's another example of the complete lawlessness of the criminals that run the federal government. Everything they're doing is designed. Well, take the amnesty plan they tried to pass 2 years ago that they said was secret in Congress. They said, trust us, it's not an amnesty plan. And then Senator Sessions leaked the bill, got in trouble for it, not supposed to let the American people know a bill. And it said that all illegal aliens would be legalized. Anyone that wanted to come here for 6 years could come. The people that were already here could then bring their family members here. And that even felons who were in the United States illegally and had committed crimes could stay as U.S. citizens. I mean, that's the level that we're talking about here. So throw the book at citizens, squeeze the citizens, but literally worship the illegal aliens. Here's another story out of the Houston Chronicle today. Mexican cartels infiltrate Houston. Recent arrests in a mistaken killing point to a perilous presence of gangs. Houston-based head of the Mexican drug cartel cell, pumping millions of dollars of cocaine into the city, walked away. Perez, 27, was just a working guy out getting dinner late on Friday with his wife and young children at Chilo's, a seafood restaurant on the Gulf Freeway. His murder and the assassination gone awry point to the perilous presence of Mexican organized crime and how cartel violence has seeped into the city. Arrest came in December when police and federal agents got a break in the 2006 shooting as they charted the relationship and rivalries between at least five cartel cells operating in Houston. A rogues gallery of about 100 names and mugshots taken at Texas jails and morgues offered a blueprint of Mexican organized crime. Houston has long been a major staging ground for importing illegal drugs from Mexico and shipping them to the rest of the United States, but a recent Department of Justice report notes that it is one of 230 cities where cartels maintain distribution networks and supply lines. At Chilo's, the real crime boss was sitting at another table, as were the two spotters. The hitmen waited in the parking lot for Perez to leave the restaurant. I just remember the guy coming up to us. He started shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting and never stopped, said Norma Gonzalez, Perez's widow. He was hit twice. And it just goes on to talk about all the murders in Houston and how bad it's getting. Meanwhile, Bernie Madoff is a circus sideshow attraction. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. It looks like Ponzi scammer and former chairman of the NASDAQ, Bernie Madoff, will be allowed to enter a plea deal with prosecutors. It is possible he may not see the inside of a prison cell, but more likely he will get a light sentence and be shipped off to one of those golf club minimum security facilities reserved for wealthy criminals. Prosecutors who have charged him with operating an alleged $500 billion Ponzi scheme notified a $50 billion Ponzi scheme, notified a federal judge on Friday that Madoff had agreed to forgo a grand jury hearing, a step that is typical, a precursor to a plea agreement, reports the Business Mirror. It's not inconceivable that Bernie Madoff could avoid doing one day in jail, said Brad Simon, a New York defense attorney. And why is the system treating him with such kid gloves? Why is he allowed to stay in a $60 million penthouse? Why is he allowed to ship out kegs of gold and diamonds and jewels to his family that's now run off to South America? Why is he allowed to keep billions of his stolen goods? Because he's the founder of the NASDAQ. He's a top globalist. Because it's come out even in the mainstream news that every major international bank was tied in with Madoff, and the Securities and Exchange Commission a month ago in testimony before Congress said that it was a national security issue, and that's why they wouldn't answer questions about Bernie Madoff, and they declared presidential prerogative to not answer Congress's questions. The real numbers we've seen with Madoff is over $100 billion leveraged. Kurt Nemo goes on to say, Bernie Madoff should serve the remainder of his life in the sort of prison reserved for the rest of us. He should spend his remaining days on planet Earth with bank robbers, stick-up men, con artists, and other sociopaths. All of this is a media circus distraction. It's a way to deflect the righteous anger of the vast majority of people who are about to suffer mightily under the collapsing Ponzi scheme known as the global economy. After Bernie Madoff is packed off to prison, if he is packed off to prison, people need to call for the arrest and prosecution of the real economic criminals. It's about time the high muckety-mucks at Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Bear Stearns, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wachovia, Fannie Mae, etc. be arrested, paraded around in orange jumpsuits, and prosecuted the fullest extent of the law, because they openly did violate thousands of laws over and over again. Hundreds of laws, thousands of times, to be technical. Of course, before this rogues gallery faces arrest, the Ponzi scheme dons should be apprehended. Hank Paulson, Alan Greenspan, Bernanke, and their underlings and minions like Kashkari. The Federal Reserve should be burned to the ground and salt poured over the ashes. That's what Kurt has to say, and I agree. It should be legally done, a law should be passed, and it should be actually turned into a museum of banking crime so people understand who the real enemy is, the bankers. I don't agree with Kurt. I don't believe that that it should be leveled. I mean, we don't level Auschwitz. We shouldn't level areas in Africa where the slave ships were packed with tens of millions of humanity. It should be left there for all to see, and we should be educated about who the mortal enemies are of any free nation, the private bankers, as our forefathers warned us over and over again. And none of these globalists should be executed. They should be in public reviewing cages after they've been convicted of a jury of their peers, so everybody can understand who these people are. But don't think they're going to turn loose of power lightly, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, they've maneuvered themselves to not even get in trouble, but to pose as the saviors of society. And so they have to let Bernie Madoff go easy because he was involved in a scam fencing money out of the country for globalist operations all over the Western world, including Israel. But of course, they're not going to let Bernie Madoff get in any real trouble. They're going to go out and find some little nobodies, you know, who did a $100 million deal or a $5 million deal or an $800,000 deal that might have bent the law a little bit. Remember, Mark Cuban was going to distribute through his 2929 Loose Change Final Cut in theaters. And then I heard through the grapevine that he'd been called up and threatened that we're going to go over everything you've done financially with a fine-tooth comb, and you're going to go to prison if you release that film. So he backed out of it, and then later the New York Times released the emails because Mark Cuban released them after he was indicted by the SEC, the same ones protecting Madoff, in a stock deal for a few hundred thousand dollars where he just sold some of his stock a few days before the stock went down. Completely legal, completely lawful, something he wasn't even paying attention to with his $3 to $4 billion in holdings. Well, he's got $3 billion in cash and billions in holdings. And now the emails have been released where they were threatening him. You piece of filth putting out this 9/11 film. We're going to get you. And phone calls that were made to him with the SEC openly threatening him and then opening the investigation on him, culminating 3 months ago with his indictment. And he is fighting it. That's who the SEC goes after. Didn't steal a dime from anybody. Made all of his money through the internet, through sales of his conglomerate to Yahoo, owning sports teams and media companies. And I wasn't allowed to talk about it because it was in confidence that I learned all of this a year and a half ago. I just had to say that people have been intimidated and threatened, and then people's children were threatened as well. But I'm not going to go into it anymore. People don't want me to, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah, folks, we're told we will kill your children. That's who we deal with, ladies and gentlemen. You think I'm playing games here when we make these films? You think this isn't a game? This isn't a joke. This is the real world. The New World Order is real. So real, they sick the SEC on people. So real. People who were just looking at being producers, within days of them coming into the project, are getting home visits saying, "Do you want your children to end up dead?" Oh, 9/11 is not an inside job. They just sick the SEC on Mark Cuban and go to a producer and threaten his children. All of our phones surveilled. Everything we're doing being listened to. This happened within 48 hours before Mark Cuban was even on the project. Can you imagine meeting up, you know, at a big palace-like houses overlooking the Hollywood sign and having major producers, household names, sit there and talk about their family being threatened? Can you imagine the magnitude of how much that brings it home to you how real this is? And then watching our own, quote, patriot movement just out of jealousy celebrate when Loose Change Final Cut didn't go in theaters because of jealousy of me and jealousy of other people like Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen was taking a huge risk doing that. Charlie wouldn't back off and told him to go to hell. And you know what happened? Suddenly you saw all those horrible news pieces about Charlie Sheen. And, oh, Charlie Sheen, his ex-wife in the divorce filing said he's a 9/11 truther. He won't vaccinate our daughters. She grabbed his computers and ran off with them to the FBI, and they went all through them and couldn't find anything to nail him. And so she went out and said, well, one time I saw him looking at something called Barely Legal, which they have, of course, in hotel rooms on the TV sets now. And I know a lot more of the backstory. He was told, you shut up or we're going to destroy you. And Charlie Sheen said, you know what? That's all lies about me. You go ahead and do it. And they did it, and he survived it. But that's how real this is. People's children being threatened. people having lies made up about them? That's how real all of this is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I get up every morning and face and deal with, knowing they could kill me or set me up any day. That's not the exception with the feds. That's the rule. But I just put my life in the hands of God, and whatever God wants in my life, I don't sit there and say prayers every night telling God what I want. I just say, God, I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to tell the truth. I'm trying to have courage. I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to fight evil. I'm trying to protect the innocent. Please help me. This isn't something fun I'm doing. So many people envy my position. Be glad you're not in my position. Be glad. You have no idea what it's like to be at this level engaging the New World Order. And I know where this road leads, folks. And I'm still going down it. In fact, I've put it in high gear. I've hit the accelerator.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the
kids. You know, I gotta put some Hank Williams in the rotation. I heard this weekend I was listening to I'm a Rambling Man.
Four-wheel drive and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Have you heard Hank Williams III's music? Pretty good.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
I'll just leave it at that. Make our own whiskey.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
And the key to it all is you can't make us run, ladies and gentlemen.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade.
And when you
wine,
can't make somebody turn tail and run and back off, wine, that's a hard enemy to beat.
Country folks can survive.
We had liberty when we wouldn't back off. When we had courage.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Muslim old boys raised on shotguns.
We say grace.
We say grace. And we say, ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
They came from the West Virginia coal mines.
West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
And the globalists are bankrupting the farms and ranches, consolidating everything right now.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
And it comes down to that, ladies and gentlemen. I am alive because I have made all these films and written all these stories and done thousands of broadcasts.
I've got a good friend in New York City.
I have told the truth.
My name, just
I have stood up and gotten the word out, and I have committed to death, unto death, never to back off, never to turn tail and run, to resist tyranny 110%.
Pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Cause you can't stop us out and you can't make us run. Yeah!
Cause you can't stop us out and you can't make us run. Cause we're the old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't in the
We are back live. Your calls are coming up in the next segment with a ton of other news. I just start thinking about all we've been through, all we've put up with. And the enemy is so desperate to try to discredit us because they know that this radio show, Infowars.com, what we do is a symbol to others to be leaders and to be bold and to stand up and to resist. And they're afraid that you're going to get that fighting spirit. They're afraid that you're going to commit 110% to the defense of the Republic. And they know that if you commit and realize who our enemy is and what their tactics are, and if we get the word out about this, that we're going to defeat these people and they're going to end up going to prison. Now, they've gone past the point of no return. They have got their pedal to the metal. They're committed. I'm going to tell the police and the military and everybody else something. You think you're part of the system. You think you're on the winning team. You've rationalized and lied to yourselves about what you're a part of. Join the Republic now. Join the Defenders of Liberty, the Sons of Liberty now. It is your destiny, and you know it in your gut. Join us. Come in for the big win against the New World Order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.